This is Kelsey Patterson with the Sioux City Public Library, and you're listening to Check It Out. Today, I'm recommending 2001 National Book Award finalist Dan Shaun's latest, Ill Will, a chilling novel of psychological suspense. Dubbed by the Washington Post as the scariest novel of the year, the review states that Shaun's novel walks along a garrote stretched taut between Edgar Allan Poe and Alfred Hitchcock. We are always telling a story to ourselves about ourselves. This is one of the little mantras Dustin Tillman likes to share with his patients, and it's meant to be reassuring. But what if that story is a lie? A psychologist in suburban Cleveland, Dustin is drifting through his early 40s as an inadequate father to his sons and as a recent widower when he hears the news. His adopted brother Rusty is being released from prison. 30 years ago, Rusty received a life sentence for the massacre of Dustin's parents, aunt, and uncle. The trial came to epitomize the 1980s hysteria over satanic cults, and despite the lack of physical evidence, the jury believed the outlandish accusations Dustin and his cousin made against Rusty. Now, DNA analysis has overturned the conviction, making Rusty a free man. Meanwhile, one of Dustin's patients, a former policeman, has been feeding him stories of the drowning deaths of a string of drunk college boys. Initially, Dustin dismisses his patient's suggestion that a serial killer is at work as simple paranoia, but as the two embark on an amateur investigation, Dustin starts to believe that there's more to the deaths than sheer coincidence. With the bleak Ohio winter landscape serving as backdrop, Shaun has skillfully written a page-turning, creepy tale that keeps readers guessing to the very end. Check out Ill Will and other great works of psychological suspense like it at the Sioux City Public Library.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.